What I'd like to do is talk about students teaching students online. And the way, and this is part of an unusual format, to use Adobe Connect to actually have trained students to teach these other students that need help online. And so what I'm going to talk about today is basically a focus on that. I'm talking about STEM, and for most of you, you're probably familiar with this. STEM is science, technology, engineering, and math. All right, and agriculture is actually part of that. And I also want to acknowledge just a couple of other things. My co-authors, Hans Agard and Kevin O'Shea from Educational Technologies, that did a lot of the training of the students that carried out the Adobe Connect tutoring. So here's the problem. At Purdue University, we require at a minimum 28 credit hours of courses, STEM courses, basically. All right, so we're talking about science, math, biology, chemistry, so on and so forth. That's a minimum. There are curriculums at Purdue University that require a lot more, all right, but that's a minimum. And so, again, it's biology, chemistry, calculus, and statistics. But what's interesting about this is that, as was mentioned before, is that 25% of our students, all right, in the College of Agriculture either get a D, F, or a W in these courses. And so one of my concerns was, how can we correct that? How can we improve that through some alternate tutoring activities? All right. So we have lots of tutor support systems in place. Students can go to the math tutor room and get information, go to the tutor room, get their questions answered. If you've ever been to the math tutor room at Purdue University, we're talking about a mob of people, all right? And it's just almost impossible to get your question answered. Chemistry room, same thing. They have a chemistry help room. You can go to the chemistry help room. Lots of people there, all right? Whether you get your question answered or not, it's hard to say, all right? Biology, same thing. Biology has a help room. You can go to the biology help room and hopefully get your questions answered. Or what you can do is you can hire a tutor. And tutors usually cost about anywhere between $20 and $30 an hour for a math tutor. All right? The service that I'm going to be talking about is a free service. The solution to the problem that we came up with is something called Adobe Connect Online Tutoring. And that's what I'm going to talk about for the rest of this presentation. So we did four courses. We looked at calculus, math, 220 and 223, introduction to calculus, introduction to analysis. And then in the spring semester, or actually we did four semesters, one in the fall we just addressed the math courses. And in the spring, we looked specifically at the chemistry courses. And there's a good reason for that, as you'll see here in just a few moments. So what we wanted to do, the first thing that we wanted to do is we wanted to recruit good students that could actually carry out the Adobe Connect online tutoring. And we had nine interested students, and from that nine, we actually selected seven of them, four of them in math and three of them in chemistry. And these students were actually selected from the honors program in the College of Agriculture at Purdue University. So these are really good students. The students had been through the courses before, had training in the courses, and so they served as actually the Adobe Connect tutors. We paid them through a grant from Dow AgroSciences. We had a $15,000 grant, so these tutors were actually paid through that grant. And this is the interesting part. These students were trained on Adobe Connect by the ITAP personnel. Hans Agard and Kevin O'Shea actually trained these people. And the training was actually conducted in the ITAP lab. That's where the students learned how to carry out the tutoring and what they could do using the tutoring and so forth. And after they were trained, most of them did their tutoring from the Ag Administration building. And it has a nice conference rooms and ag administration. The students sit down there and carry out the tutoring. This is one of the tutors in the actually carrying on an online session. So instructors, so what we had to do is a couple of things. And you would think this would be an easy thing to carry out, but it really wasn't. So what we had to do is First thing is I had to inform the instructors that we were going to do this Adobe Connect online tutoring, and that students who are actually carrying out the Adobe Connect tutoring would be in their classes. So I had to get approval from the instructors to inform them and actually see if it was possible for them to sit in their classes. So they attended the course not as an audit, but in a mentoring capacity to help out the students that needed help. And so, and also, what was also interesting is that I asked the math department and the chemistry department if they could supply the tutors with textbooks. And they were nice enough to actually supply the tutors with the teacher editions of these textbooks to use in the tutoring. So the advertising. All right, so I got through the instructors. Now, what did we do to advertise it? The first thing I did was I thought, well, I'll send it out to department heads. And sending out this information to department heads about Adobe Connect online tutoring is like sending it into a big black hole. It never goes anywhere. And so it didn't get distributed, and this information. So what I did then is I went to academic advisors. So I sent all the information to academic advisors. And from there, I went to students. From there, I went to making an announcement in Ag 101. And Ag 101 is the introduction to the College of Agriculture and Purdue University. It's a course that I teach. This past semester, we had 500 students in the course. What better way to get this information across that, hey, there's Adobe Connect tutoring. You can participate in it. It's free. So if you ever need any help in math and chemistry or whatnot, you can connect. So I did that in Ag 101. We also connected or actually put a site on Facebook. So go meet Purdue.edu, math help or chemistry help. So it was on Facebook, so if they went to the Facebook site, they could get it. And then probably the most beneficial thing that we did is we asked the instructors, and it was kind of hard to do, we're talking to math instructors, chemistry instructors, whether we could take 5 minutes of their lecture time for us to come in and give a little presentation about Adobe Connect tutoring. And we were able to do that, and it worked out really well, all right? For us, it worked out really well. Whether the students took advantage of it, as you'll see in a few moments, it really remained to be seen. So this is the flyer that I sent out, all right? So it's the agriculture students, it's chemistry, this is the example of the chemistry one. Is chemistry getting you down? The Office of Academic Programs is offering nightly online tutoring for chemistry 111 and 112. You can get help from the comfort of your dorm room or your apartment or your car or your van, wherever you're living, all right? You can take advantage of this. And this is the time that tutors would be available, all right? On Wednesday evening, Monday evening, Tuesday evening, so on and so forth. And these are the two courses in chemistry 111 and 112. So we also we solved practice problems, and we had those available to the students. So they didn't have to come online at this time. They could come on at any time and get access to these problems, which is a great thing about this program. So survey results, real quick. I hate to present survey things, but I have to show you what's going to happen. So we did the math tutoring the first semester, and we surveyed 100 students, and we asked them, did you use the Ag online tutoring service from Math 220 and 223? As you can see, only about 7 or 8 students said yes, all right? So then we asked a more in-depth question. If you didn't use the online Ag tutoring service for Math 220 and 223, why didn't you? And you can see all the results there. It was offered. It wasn't offered at its convenient time, or very few students said that. I got help from a floor mate, a classmate, or a friend. All right. So we had 33% said yes. That's what they did. I didn't get the help. I didn't need the help they could provide. So they didn't want to use Adobe Connect. And the last thing is they didn't know about it. Well, every student in the College of Ag was bombarded with information about Adobe Connect, so I didn't really understand that. So, how much do you agree with this statement? I was able to learn all the Math 220 and 223 I wanted to learn in the class. So about 65% of the students strongly agreed or agreed with that. And what we found is that a very small percentage were actually, they were getting the material that they needed from the course. So there was no need to have this Adobe Connect. So we thought about that for a while, and we said, okay, well, for which class would you like to have tutoring? So we asked them. And what came back was that biology and chemistry is where they needed help. So what we did is that now we sort of changed the deck a little bit. We said, well, we asked, do you have any additional comments about this? So let me go through these real quick. I'd rather talk to someone in person than online. I learned best by hearing and seeing at the same time, so on and so forth. It seems like a very nice feature, Adobe Connect. I just don't need help with math. I need help with chemistry. And reminders that this program is available would be nice because I forgot where it was. So anyway, that was kind of a little bit frustrating. So what we did is that we opened up Adobe Connect Tutoring, and we didn't just do it for the College of Ag students. We opened it up for all students who are enrolled in Chemistry 111 and Chemistry 112. And of that, about 18% did live on Adobe Connect online tutoring. That means they came at the desired time. They participated with the Adobe Connect tutor. 82%, most of the students connected with the solved problems that we had online. So they can connect with these online problems that were solved by the tutors and put online. So it's kind of cool, actually. So this is a little example.
This is how to find an oxidizing agent and a reducing agent, also the number of the electrons transferred. So for this one, you want to identify the oxidation states of each element in the equation. So I2, since it's in its natural ground state, it gets an oxidation number of 0. And then over here on the right side of the equation, since O is a minus C, I am a C of plus 1. And there should also be an I minus in the equation.
So this is an example of one of the online problem sets. And this is one of our honor students. She's in the biochemistry department.
So this is a unique case where the iodine overall is both an oxidizing agent and a reducing agent. Because here...
You sort of get the gist of solved problems. So let me move on, all right? All right, so results from the chemistry. In the spring of 09, all right, average time spent in the room by students who were Adobe Connect Live was around 14-20. They spent about 14 minutes in the room. Average number of times that a student went into the room was 3 times, all right, which was pretty good, actually. In the fall of 2009, average time spent in the room was about 13 minutes. Average number of students that went into the room was around 2, all right. And so that was pretty interesting. Why was it declining? And I'll talk about that here in a moment. Here it is. All right. In the spring of 2010, when we did Adobe Connect tutoring again, what we found is that the stability of the Adobe Connect system, it wasn't the same. And what was happening was that Purdue University instituted all these safety requirements in terms of not being able to use Adobe Connect, but with using... getting the Connect to work properly. So it caused a huge problems. So network connectivity problems, students connecting to sketchy networks was a huge issue. The online tutoring program worked very slowly. It takes a lot of time to send messages. They didn't like that, all right, feature. Very difficult to find the website to connect to. They couldn't find the website. Even though it was published everywhere, it was on flyers, they got it through their email, so on and so forth. So some suggestions, right? Make sure the tutor with multimedia is connected via the Ethernet. That has to happen. So some of our tutors were actually tutoring from their homes and would, you know, open up their Adobe Connect tutoring site, and that posed a bit of a problem, all right? So they needed to be connected to the Ethernet, all right? Second thing is that the tutor library, even though you're not live tutoring, if you have this tutor library available, that is a great thing, all right? And you're probably wondering, how did these tutors go about doing that? I actually got approval from the math department and the chemistry department to actually for these students to solve these problems and put them online. not the problems that they were assigned for homework, but the other problems in the textbook. So that was a great feature. And finally, advertising in class is the best thing to do. So what we found is that we did a little advertising in the class, got that 5-minute chunk of time during the lecture, and we did a little presentation on Adobe Connect. The next sessions, we had our most students visiting the Adobe Connect sites. So that's it. Any questions?
Question for John? I know I have a question. In your survey, suggested that they wanted a face-to-face tutoring. Have you considered having these TAs or in their dorms, in the different dorms at a defined time, and make a comparison of what might be effective?
Actually, it's a really good question. She asked whether we could do face-to-face in the dormitories, right? Actually, what we're doing is that, I hate to say it, but we sort of shelved the whole idea of Adobe Connect tutoring. And what we're doing now is we're doing study tables in the Ag Administration building. So we have study tables for math, for 2 courses in math, and 3 courses in chemistry. So students can come and to these study tables. So instead of using Adobe Connect.
The second question I have, the attrition rate for these courses is high for the Ag Science students. Are there ideas to present the chemistry and the math in context as it applies for agricultural science, whether it's soil or plant science?
Good question. Actually, she asked whether chemistry and math are being basically taught in context of agriculture students. And actually, I'd have to say what's happening now with mathematics is that this starting this year, we have this math sequence that we offer 223, 224. What's going to happen is now we're going to be offering 231, 232, which has more life science, agricultural types of examples. Chemistry is also changing their curriculum big time, and but whether they're changing it more with agricultural examples, I'm not real sure.
Well, I was going to ask the question that she asked, but I do have another question. Do you have any data, or do you have anything that would indicate that this improved their performance?
I know you're going to ask that. No, we don't. All right, and. This is just kind of a new idea, so we just thought we'd try it out to see how it works. But that's a great question, and we haven't done an investigation on that. We haven't tried to do that yet. Yes?
Who keeps control of avoiding that the tutors are uploading the homework questions or the exam questions or material that is supposed to be assignments for the students, and making sure that the tutors are not just doing the homework for the students?
Right, exactly. Well, what happens is that they know the assignments for the whole semester, all right? So the only problems that they answer, and I've met these tutors are really outstanding tutors. Most of them are from the biochemistry department, and we meet weekly with these tutors, and they know what problems they can solve and put online. Yeah, it's a good question.
We're gonna have to move on. Let's give John a round of applause.
Thank you.